let's start with our traditional. Ah, there you are. A very good morning to you. Thank you for finding us here on Bromley Radio. Yes, the website, almost there. So things have been a bit quiet here on Bromley Radio, but we are here. And this is one of our weekly shows, as you'll find on the website. So how have you been? It's been a little while, hasn't it? A couple of weeks, I think, since you last heard my dulcet tones wafting into your ears from your speaker. Well, how have you been? What have you been up to? Let us know. Not that we're nosy, we're just curious. Do you remember this time 2 weeks ago? Yeah, we were looking forward to some history being made at Wembley Stadium. That is, if you are a Bromley FC supporter. More about that later on, yes. And this time last week, it was... Well, actually, that'd be a spoiler, wouldn't it? For those that don't know the result of what happened with Bromley at Wembley. Ah, you know what? You know, don't you? Yes, you know. We had the bus parade there. Yeah. The second one in 2 years. How about that? You wait for one for years and years, and then two come along almost at once. So that was last Saturday when the weather was glorious. And today, yeah, not so good. Light rain and becoming cloudy later as I speak to you live, 10 a.m. or just after, Saturday morning, the 18th of May. But of course, you could be listening to this as a replay, in which case, it's Monday morning, the 20th of May. But it's a replay of Saturday's broadcast. And yes, if you're confused by that, then don't be, because we're trying to be all-inclusive here, of course. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you can download us as a podcast. Just go to your podcast provider and look for Bromley Radio, and there you will find this as a podcast for you to listen to. Right, we've run out of music now. Right, Belinda Carlisle, are you there? While I go and grab a coffee. Belinda Carlisle and Live Your Life Be Free.
Email in to BromleyRadio@gmail.com or Twitter, X, at Bromley Radio 1.
Okay, so bear with me, because we're sort of catching up. It was one of the biggest events in Bromley's history, of course. And I'm talking about the Wembley playoff final, where Bromley FC, who were the home team this time, they played Solihull Moors, and it was to clinch the other position to get promoted to the Football League. And for Bromley, it was their chance, their first chance to get into the Football League in their history in 132 years. Yes. Here is some snippets of that day out.
And now the full train has disgorged itself at Victoria Station. There's an air of expectancy with the fans that have got off the train. The platform was absolutely full for the 12:18 direct to Victoria. And Bromley won. Bromley, for the first time in their history, are now promoted to the Football League. League 2. The players have come down to the goal where the Bromley fans are, and they're just literally going along. They can't believe it. They're so happy to play.
You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley.
Shade against Smith. Saved! Brilliant stop! Shade denied! Cheek! Maybe a bit of fortune over that one, but into the back of the net it goes. Can Smith do it again? Laverty this time. Saved again! Smith is inspired! Charles paces out the run-up. Most. Can Smith save it? A third. Campbell. That one's into the corner. A place in the Football League on the line. Two clubs looking to get there for the very first time. That one's confidently taken by Olamola. Smith making himself big. Boateng steps up. Oh, there's no nerves there. For the Ravens. Great penalty. Benton to take it. Oh, off the inside of the post and in.
And now what you've done now is you've asked the question of the captain of Bromley, Byron Webster.
The man wearing the armband. Can he do it? Can he be the hero? Webster for Bromley.
Waking up on fire. passion, waiting on your prize. In the science of anatomy, you've done the job and made man. I'm lost in a song that never dies, where every note depends on you.
Raheem Patterson and Crazy, which is what we all went. Byron took that penalty and made history. And one of the great things, an honour actually, was meeting this chap on the way out of the stadium, and I gave him a big hug because obviously in 132 years, and we just saw history being made, this man, he was one of the original Bromley Boys.
Hello, my name's Roy Oliver, one of the original Bromley Boys.
And if you've not seen that film, then check it out. It's a great feel-good film. And Roy was one of the characters in the film that was based on, including Dave Roberts, of course, he wrote it, and based on a book he wrote, you know, when Bromley couldn't win a game for anything. Worst team in the worst team in Britain almost. And yet they made history a couple of weeks ago. Fantastic. But not forgetting his friend.
Hello, I'm one of the original Bromley Boys, Derek Dobson.
Derek Dobson, one of the original Bromley Boys as well. Lovely man. Not in the best of health, but he's a wonderful, wonderful person. Now we get to the part of the podcast, broadcast, whatever you want to call it, where we play you the number one songs from this week in 1964, 74, 84 and 1994. You could have these amongst your vinyl collection. And there's been quite a bit of movement. Suffice to say, there's only one song that was number one this time 2 weeks ago. All the rest are new to us here this week. So the new number one this week in 1964 was this.
Reminiscent of
The Four Pennies and Juliet, number one this week in 1964. Everybody say, aww. The Roubettes and Sugar Baby Love, number one this week in 1974. Oh yes, and number one this week in 1984.
You got your father's time. Use it, try not to bruise it, by time don't lose.
Duran Duran and The Reflex, number one this week in 1984, and number one, hold on, I've got to give a trigger warning, and that is, if you support a football club any other than Manchester United, then please put your fingers in your ears now. Well, I presume Manchester United must have got to the FA Cup final, because back in the day when they made songs about getting to the FA Cup final, here's Man United. And come on, you Reds.
Must be face, they always make me cry. Thank you.
Manchester United FA Cup squad from 1994, Come On You Reds, number one in 1994. Okay, you can take your fingers out your ears now. That's it. There is no more. Well, for this week anyway. Thank you very much for listening to us here on Bromley Radio, the Saturday morning get-together here, 10 a.m. every Saturday morning, usually. In the meantime, have a good weekend. And you can hear this again, 10 a.m. Monday morning here on Bromley Radio. Or you can listen to it as a podcast. Just go and look for Bromley Radio at your podcast store. Provider, I mean. Well, coming up here on Bromley Radio, Saturday, is the latest edition of The Little Big Show with Loretta Wright. And this one's a good one. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for listening. Till the next time. Ta-ra.